Pivot, protect. Whatever your next move, choose Judo Bank. Essendon, Havel and Great Wall, sticking together with all of Melbourne.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Time now to talk to one of, if not the best, ball winner in the competition at the moment. The Bulldogs aren't exactly flying, but this man is. His name's Jack McCrane. He's been good enough to join us. How are you going, Jack?
Good, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, how are you handling the lockdown situation, and where do we find you this morning?
I'm in Gold Coast, so yeah, for me personally, it's I'm obviously very grateful to be out here and enjoying the you know, obviously it's a pretty tough situation everyone's in, but we're pretty lucky to be up here and to be able to play footy and have family up here and keep on you know, putting on a show for as many people back in Melbourne.
Yeah, well said. Hey, we've talked about you a fair bit in recent times, and I think I might have been a bit misconstrued, and maybe I haven't explained myself properly. Your form is beyond peer. I mean, you had 40 touches on the weekend in a loss against the Lions, and you've been so consistent throughout the whole course of this year. I guess what I'm trying to work out is you're doing as much as you can. Does it frustrate you that you're rowing your side of the boat, but you can't quite get the value for the sort of amount of footy that you're winning?
Obviously, it frustrates when you're not winning the last three games, especially where I felt we've had moments in the game where we've been on top of our opponents for large periods. So, for me, I still have areas of my game that I can greatly improve, and I think that's the best thing about footy is no matter how you play, there's always areas you can improve on, and whether it's helping other players or just being more damaging myself and getting the best out of myself. So, yeah, for me, it's frustrating, but it's also pretty exciting that we've played some pretty good teams the last 3 weeks, and for large periods we've been in control. So that's probably the main takeaways I take.
Yeah, and I mean, you've been an All-Australian, your career's fantastic, and again, as I said, you're in ripping nick again. I guess when you say you'd like to be more damaging, in what ways do you think you can get, or can you get a little bit more bang for these possessions?
Obviously, I think I can probably hit the scoreboard a few more times. I've always been a pretty unselfish player around the stick, so it's probably not something that I go into games, you know, trying to kick goals or anything, but I think when you do get the chances, I think I can finish off my work a bit better. But in saying that, I always do get a lot of joy of, you know, trying to get other players' goals and other players in the game. And I just take what the game gives me, really, and probably being a bit more of an explosive player at times. And but at the same time, I think for me, it's just playing to my strengths. And I'm not the most explosive player, and I probably know that. So I leave it to the more explosive people.
Hey, Jack, the forward line is still, I think, a work in progress. Do you think you're getting closer to identifying and knowing what the right mix is in that part of the game?
Yeah, I do. I think we got Aaron Norton back with injury, and that's really, you know, he really improved as the game went on the weekend. So obviously it's going to be good to get him some form and continuity back into him, and that's only going to help the other forwards with Brucey and them playing, you know, they've only probably played a handful of games together. So we're still, you know, looking for the perfect mix where we had probably when we were firing really well last year. But I think we're getting pretty close now.
He was part of that. So is he the type of forward that you immediately identify and see for somebody like yourself as a midfielder breaking? Has he got that sort of presence, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's something that Mitch Wallace has really improved in his game, is probably, just demanding the footy. And when you first come out, you really see, you know, those kind of players, and they draw the footy towards them. So he's an amazing player to play with. And when he's at his best, I think he's gonna have a pretty bright career.
Yeah, I think he is too. I think everybody in the football world is thinking along the same lines, Jack. You're talking about Mitch Wallace. He could actually be leading the goal kicking if he didn't sort of get cut so often and have to leave the ground under the blood rule.
Yeah, exactly. We've after the Port game, a few boys were having a good joke about it. So, he's probably cost himself a few times. He might have to, you know, play with a little bandage in his sock to make sure, just a little tourniquet to look after himself.
He looked pretty dirty on the whole thing.
Oh, we can all get a bit frustrated at times when, you know, you haven't kicked a goal or something. So I think he was a bit disappointed the other week. He lost and then we missed the goal. So I think he just wanted the responsibility himself.
You play a unique style in as much as you're the highest handballing team in the competition and you like to flick it around and share it around. Is that one of the reasons that Josh Bruce has struggled a little bit? Coming to grips with, as a forward, you like to be, you're looking up and you want to see some predictability so you can time your leads and all that sort of stuff. Is it taking him a little bit of time to work, come to grips with the way you guys play?
Probably, but I think at times our ball use going inside 50 when we do kick hasn't been, as good as we'd like it to be. And as I mentioned, not having Aaron Norton in the team, he's been, at different times, he's probably been the only forward above, 185 centimetres. So, different times, it's probably been a bit hard on him. And up here in Queensland, it can get a bit dewy at night as well, which makes it a lot harder for key forwards. At times, you've seen games where, Tom Lynch and other, great key forwards have probably been a bit quieter than usual they would back in Melbourne. So, I think it's all a work in progress. And we know what Brucey's best footy looks like, and I'm sure it's not far around the corner.
Hey, talk us through your mindset now. When you went into the hubs, it was the AFLE was you going for 6 weeks. We'll give you some certainty around that, and you'll be able to get back to Melbourne after that. That's a sort of a guarantee. And then the whole thing blew up. Melbourne's COVID situation blew up, and it now appears a fait accompli that you're going to be away for the whole of the AFL period. So how's that impact on you mentally?
Obviously, it impacts different people different ways. I don't have any kids or anything. I just had, family and friends back in Melbourne. My girlfriend's come up to Queensland now, and so at the moment it's just my dog that I'm really missing at home. And for me, it's I've just tried to take as a positive mindset as I can. And at the end of the day, we are so lucky to be up here, and that's how I've tried to view it, rather than looking at the things that you miss out on. So it's obviously impacted people differently, but I've tried to take it as positively as possible, and I feel that's probably helping me perform my best on the weekend, and rather than thinking of the things that you're missing out on.
Hey Jack, you're not the first player that was spoken to that says that they're missing their dog. I'm missing my dog at the moment too. He's gone away on a little holiday. Would you like me to get, whereabouts do you live? I wouldn't mind going around and just maybe picking him up and taking him for a walk. What sort of dog is it?
Yeah, it's a great question, Tim. I'm in Hawthorne, so my brother and girlfriend are looking after my dog. So it was obviously it was very high on the priorities to make sure that was all sorted, and we're very grateful of all the support that they're providing for me up here.
Hey, Jack, look, people who don't have dogs or don't love dogs don't understand how much you can miss your animal, do they?
No, absolutely not. Well, as I said, I don't have kids, so I kind of... my girlfriend obviously loves my dog as well, but she gets a bit annoyed that I probably treat my dog a bit too much like a little kid. So, absolutely love him to bits. So, looking forward to, when I do go back to Melbourne to seeing him and obviously the rest of my family as well.
Let's just getting back to the other dogs and your team in particular, and Lockie Hunter. We haven't seen enough or a lot of him this year. How's he going, and when's he likely to return again, Lockie Hunter?
Yeah, Lockie, obviously, he's just been dealing with some personal issues, and he's played the last two practice games up here. So that's been great to see him, play and put his best foot forward. So I think, hopefully it's not too far away. Obviously, he's a player we'd love to have. And, speaking of those, quality ball users in our side and stuff, he's right up there. So can't wait to have Lockie back whenever that is.
You got Adelaide at Metricon on Sunday. Are you a player that sits down and watches the footy? Did you have a look at it last night?
Actually, I watch a bit of footy. I've probably watched a lot more while I've been up here. And I did watch the game last night. Actually, it's I thought they were pretty good, and they were right in it up until the last quarter. So I think they've been pretty stiff in a few games where they've probably been, right in it and cost themselves at different periods. So I'm going in, expecting a really strong contest from them, and we're going to have to play well to win.
And last one for me, how are you getting away from footy when you're up there in that hub? You don't want to live, eat and breathe it every minute of the day. So what's your outlet?
I played a lot of PlayStation, so there's a lot of golf going on up here. Toby McLean cut my hair the other night, so do a couple of fun things like that, and you know, we're really enjoying each other's company. I think for me, it's something that it's only really strengthened the group, spending a lot more time together and really enjoying each other's company. So yeah, just having a bit of fun when we can.
Well, keep up the good work, mate. You can only look after your own side of the proceedings at the moment, and you're doing that beautifully. Hopefully the rest can come along for the ride and you can get a victory this weekend. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.
Thanks, Jack.
Jack McCrae. 40. Okay, 40 in the shortened version. Yeah. That's a lot of footy, Wes.
Well, the only thing I take away from that interview is that your slump continues. And
no, I was just about
the
to say.
The Wisp got away a good question.
Yeah, I'm not stupid. I might look stupid. I might say some stupid things, but I'm not stupid. And you're in cahoots with the producer. There's no question about that. He's clearly
cut
worded.
It out. Because listen, you're in a slump, don't start blaming that
pre-interview. If you reckon that asking him about his dog is a good question, then I'll go he. So I'm not stupid. I know the fixes.
Don't crack it because you're not giving away a good question. You're in a slump now that's gone for 8 days.
Not stupid, Trent. Now you might look it, I might sound it, but I'm not stupid. Jack was with us for temper, a mattress like no other. You folks think I woke up just yesterday. We'll get back to you after this.